AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Islamic State group claims it was behind the weekend attack outside a Texas cartoon contest featuring images of the Prophet Muhammad. Two gunmen wounded a security officer before they were shot and killed by police. International security analyst Sajan Gohel says that claim is significant.
It shows that they are trying to carry out attacks now directly in the U.S. It doesn't necessarily mean that those plotters may have been trained by them, even gone to Iraq and Syria, but nevertheless, they are motivated by the brand, by the ideology of ISIS.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says authorities are investigating the men's motives and all circumstances surrounding the attack. Another candidate jumps into the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee returning to his hometown of Hope to make that announcement. He also ran back in 2008. He's the third Republican to enter the race this week. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina launching their campaigns yesterday. President Obama, in an appearance on the CBS Late Show with David Letterman, says a handful of bad police officers in one city can create problems in cities and towns across the country.
It creates an environment in the community where they feel as if, rather than being protected and served, they're the targets of arbitrary arrests or stops. And so our job has to be to rebuild trust.
That tape courtesy Worldwide Pants Productions. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, other Justice Department officials are visiting Baltimore. Lynch is to meet with the family of Freddie Gray, as well as law enforcement officers who were working the streets during last week's riots that followed Gray's funeral. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 71. The NASDAQ is off 56. The S&P has lost 15. This is AP Radio News. Majority Democrats in the Oregon legislature pass a bill calling for universal background checks for people buying guns, even private sales. AP Sheila Kumar reports from Salem.
The Oregon House passed a bill expanding background checks for most private gun sales. So that would include sales between friends, sales that occur online. It would not include transfers or sales between close family members, like between spouses or siblings.
President Obama selects a combat experience commander who led the Afghan War Coalition in 2013 and 14 as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Marine General Joseph Dunford Jr. will succeed Army General Martin Dempsey, who will have served 4 years as the chairman. The Senate votes 53-44 to move ahead a compromise Republican budget that calls for future cuts in spending while adding $38 billion to the Pentagon accounts. Final vote on that non-binding blueprint is expected this afternoon. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.